Stedman spent most of his time in front of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce talking about the state's capital budget, especially the money coming to Sitka. Millions of dollars will flow into the community from Juneau this year to fund improvements to a baseball field, a new roof for the hospital, some street paving, a diesel generator for electricity, improvements to the library, and more. But in addition to recapping the last session, Stedman also talked about the future, including the development of Arctic resources.
So to give you any idea on what the Arctic's going to look like 100 years from now, look at the Gulf of Mexico. It is going to look totally different than it does today, regardless if the United States does anything or not, because it's going to be done out of Russia, Norway, and Canada.
That's all going to happen about 1,000 miles north of Sitka. So why would Stedman bring that up to the local Chamber of Commerce? Well, to the answer to that question, we have to go just a little bit south of town to Ketchikan. This year's capital budget put money into the Ketchikan shipyard. It's where the state's new Alaska-class ferry will be built. But Stedman also hopes to position that community to have a shot at offshore maintenance work that could come as energy companies develop the Arctic. Which brings us back to Sitka. Stedman says the need for support and maintenance for whatever develops in the Arctic will be enough that Sitka could have part of it too.
Pulp mill here, the old pulp mill site, and the pulp mill site in Ketchikan together aren't big enough to deal with. So the work and enhancements that are going to be needed coming in the future are either going to be done primarily here in Southeast or probably British Columbia. And my concern is that we get our piece of the action.
Stedman says there will be competition for that work from Canada and from places in western Alaska, such as Kodiak. But he says geography could give Southeast a leg up.
When you get further west, you get outside of or too far away on the supply chain. So Sitka is uniquely located. We're close to the supply chain, a lot closer than Kodiak and Dutch Harbor. And we have ice-free water, and we have an airport. And we got power, and we got some land, not much, but we got some. And we've got some fjords that are deep.
I would probably give it a lower percentage than a higher percentage that Sitka's going to see some of that. But, you know, we always just try to investigate it.
That's Gary White. He runs the Sitka Economic Development Association. He says he's contacted Shell Oil with details about what Sitka has to offer, but hasn't heard back on whether they're interested. He agrees with Stedman's view, though, that if the United States does not develop the Arctic, another country will.
You know, there's all these different views on whether they should be doing that or not. To me, that's regardless. If it happens, it happens. And if it does, then we have an opportunity to hopefully create some jobs here to support the industry.
If Southeast Alaska's role as a support center for Arctic development is part of the long-term future, other smaller goals are part of Stedman's short-term vision. He told the Chamber of Commerce that he wants to pursue improvements to the boating infrastructure at Stargaven Bay, to Swan Lake, and to Sitka's streets, many of which are in need of resurfacing. The state put $2.9 million into paving projects for Sitka this year. Stedman says Governor Sean Parnell should see what's happening when he visits next week.
Whoever's going to, and I don't know who in the community is on point to take the governor around, and do all that. Whoever's at it, that is, needs to take him on that road. Drive him on Halibut Point Road, too.
Twice.
I mean, these roads are horrible. I mean, they should have been fixed years ago. And if they were in Anchorage or Juneau, they would have been done years and years ago.
Parnell is the Chamber of Commerce speaker this coming Wednesday at noon inside the Westmark. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.